Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Good result. Yeah, it would have been good to maybe score more goals, but, you know, I think at this point in the season, it's about getting the wins on the board and, yeah, just progressing really, progressing our points total, and we're doing that, so that's good. Chelsea were in the game at moments, but, yeah, I don't think I really had any doubts going into the game. I think our record against them speaks for itself. We're 7 games unbeaten against them. Arteta just does well against them, and yeah, long may that continue. And I think it will, because I think psychologically Chelsea players just don't really have it, you know, when they come to our place and when we go to theirs. I feel like there's a bit of a growing inferiority complex, you know, because they spend so much money and it doesn't result in much. They change manager after manager and nothing's worked. So I think that's just the case, and there's nothing they can do about it. They can spend all the money in their world and I don't really think they're going to amount to much, but I could be wrong. Their players are good. Their attacking players are good. And I think that's why Arteta said in his post-match interview that, yeah, maybe they're the best attacking team in the league. But yeah, I think he's more so talking about individual players. I don't think he means as a unit, although he could. But from what I see, they've got a lot of individual players that, yeah, can surprise you in moments, but I think when it comes to them playing as a team, they don't really have it. You know, I feel like they're heavily reliant on certain players, namely Cole Palmer, or one example is Cole Palmer. And I think outside of him, there's Jackson as well, but outside of those two, they don't really strike fear, you know, in me, or I don't think anyone really fears them, you know, because individual brilliance is great, but you can't really rely on that season after season, game after game. So they're going to have to do something about that. Maybe Enzo Maresca is the guy to do that. Time will tell. But yeah, I don't really think much of them, if I'm being completely honest. I don't see them as a threat. They did all right earlier on in the season. People were putting them in a title conversation and they bottled it. So they're nowhere near the title. They're not challenging, right? We can confidently say that they're not challenging. So yeah, I think that kind of humbled them. So they need to go back to the drawing board, maybe spend 500 million more and see if that does anything. But yeah, to Chelsea, try harder, as Urien Timber said to Maresca. I think you need to just try harder and maybe something might happen. And then obviously we had the Carabao Cup final on Sunday, and I'm just going to start off by laughing because Liverpool were absolutely humiliated. Not even humiliated, because that's disrespectful to Newcastle. They just played them off the park. Liverpool were not in the game from minute one to the last whistle. They weren't in the game. They didn't turn up. They have all these big players and I couldn't find them. I didn't. Was Salah playing? Was Van Dijk playing? Were any of them playing? I didn't see them. They did not turn up. Big players turn up in the big games, and they didn't. They were all nowhere to be found. Absolutely nowhere to be found. They were knocked out of the Champions League, and that's just me putting it lightly, by PSG, humbled at their own place, in their own gaff, went to Wembley, did nothing, and they're out. And they're out of the Carabao Cup final. I mean, they lost the Carabao Cup final. Yeah, you can say, oh, it's only the Carabao Cup. But it's not really about that. It's about how they've been prior to the final and how they may be after the final. Because for me, I'm thinking, if I'm a player, or if not even, it's not, I don't think it's really about even me being a player. Me on the outside looking in, we've got an international break. They've got to sit with the fact that they're out the Champions League, they're out of the Carabao Cup, and they've got Everton at home next. Everton are clearly up for the challenge of progressing up the table and, you know, obviously securing their safety in the Premier League, or they're securing their stay in the Premier League, but not just doing that, you know, finishing as well as they can. They've got David Moyes, who's gone to West Ham, won a trophy, got more experience. He's back at Everton. He's been there before. He knows the club. He knows what that game means. You think they're not going to go to Anfield and think they can beat them? I tell you something, they've got to beat them at their place. And I don't think that they might not. I'll tell you that. I don't think they're where they are, where they should be, I should say. I don't think they're where they should be at the moment, mentally. Out the Champions League and now out the Carabao Cup. Psychologically, it's difficult. You can't win a Champions League. No matter what you can do, no matter what you do in the Premier League, you cannot win the Champions League. And which player does not want to win the Champions League? Yeah, they've won it before, but when did they win it? What, during COVID or whenever they won it? That's probably, I can't remember the details, but they won it in 2019 against Spurs. They haven't won it since. It's the Champions League, is my point, right? So for me, it's just hilarious. I just find it hilarious, you know, because Liverpool fans are fans that they love to talk. They love to talk. They're so prideful. You know, they're so prideful. So they've got to sit on this loss, sit on all these losses that they've experienced of recent, and go back into the Prem and prove that they can actually do it and win it, because they haven't won it yet. What, you think they're automatically going to win at Anfield to Everton? I will put that as a guarantee. All you got to do is stop Salah, get in their faces, get a bit physical with them, and see what happens. Yeah, they're soft. They were soft. They're absolutely soft on Sunday. It was one team in the game. One team, Newcastle. They bullied them. Absolutely bullied. So all I'm saying is, keep an eye on Liverpool, because they might be, who knows what's going to happen with them? You know, who knows what's going to happen with them? I don't think anything's all but done. I'll put it like that. Anyway, Champions League, Real Madrid, our place, 8th of April, after the international break. Hopefully we can have our players come back all fit and well, so that we can give ourselves the best chance of winning at our place. It's going to be a big game. I think we're very fortunate that we're playing at home first. I was thinking about this after the round of 16 was done, and I was kind of thinking, I'd rather have it at our place in the second leg. But I mean, I think you know, if we want to give ourselves the best chance of progressing, we need to really do the business at our place. And the fact that we're there first, I think that's only going to help that. I mean, the players, I think they're very much up for the Champions League because, yeah, right now you'd say the league is going to Liverpool, but although the league's not finished, in my opinion, but, you know, I'm not an idiot. At the time of speaking, it's probably going to, it's most likely going to go to Liverpool. But as I said, let's see after the international break. But yeah, we just need to focus on the Champions League and really, really make sure that we, yeah, show who we are against Real Madrid. But yeah, that's like quite into the future, and we need to first and foremost, make sure that we come back after the international break all healthy. And then, yeah, we've got Everton away, so that's going to be a tough game. Hopefully we can give Liverpool a little lesson on how to win football matches. And then, yeah, we'll just take it from there. But, yeah, international break, not the most fun time in the season. But, yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on Skelly and Rice and seeing how they inevitably help England do something, because, you know, Arsenal players in this day seem to, you know, have a significant impact on the England team. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'll be keeping an eye on them, and then any other players that catch my eye, I'll also be keeping an eye on a more important international team to me, the Super Eagles. So let's see what happens with Nigeria and the games that they've got. But yeah, we'll see. International period, as I said, not the most fun time of the season, but we will all get through it, I guess. And yeah, we'll see how it goes.